opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I'm waiting for the main riff. I'm waiting for the main riff.
He's not going to speak that.
There it is. There he goes.
Yeah.
Good evening, Northern California. Nigel and James. And we have
good
a bunch
evening.
Of friends in the studio again.
We have all kinds of friends.
It's March 22nd. come to Reading, they said. It's going to be hot, they said. It's going to be sunny all the time, they said.
Somebody lied.
Somebody lied.
Yeah.
They've been lying for like 2 months now.
It feels like 3 months now.
And you know what? I'm all right with it.
Same. We need the rain. It's
I know
nice
we need the rain.
It's nice
being
in the lakes, though.
I've lived here off and on since I was 6 years old, and this is the winter I remember growing up here.
Really?
Yeah. So
are you saying this is the way it should be?
This is the way it should be, yeah. We get really a two-and-a-half-month window where it was just socked in, and it was one storm after the next after the next. And we used to get really very big, heavy winds, if you remember. I mean, just blow through here. And we used to always, first day of skiing always was Thanksgiving. There was all these things and that we haven't seen in tens of years.
Yep.
So, hello.
Yeah.
Real weather.
This is great.
Rain.
But it's been going on for quite a while now, and it looks like it's going to be going on for quite a while now in the future. We have some guests with us, Charlou and Kathy, mm-hmm. right? Did I get that right?
Yeah. You nailed it.
That right. Great. That's cool. We're going to talk about all of your ventures here in a moment. But I want to do a quick shout-out, because one of the cool things about this weather, it makes for interesting driving, right?
Mm-hmm. And if you hear little noises, just you know, we have a grandbaby in here with us, so that's just part of the decor today.
Yes,
and totally okay.
And her name is Rain.
And yeah. her name is Rain.
And
yeah.
An appropriate name too, right? So.
In honor of.
So it's raining in and out of the studio. But one of the interesting things about this weather, it makes for an interesting driving experience.
Mm-hmm.
And this past weekend. I went with one of our...
You did one of your bucket lists.
One of my bucket list items, and we'll be doing it regularly. But there's a great startup company here in town called Overlanders HQ,
mm-hmm.
run by Brett and
Brett,
his wife.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And
we've had them on.
Right?
Yep.
We have, for the California Venture District. And so they lead overlanding trips throughout the whole region,
mm-hmm.
right? So this past Saturday it was. They're about... 15 to 20 Jeeps and Tacomas and 4Runners and my thing and FJ Cruisers.
The normal regalia for an overlanding trip.
And it was great, man. It was like 4 hours. They took us up the mountains, around mountain on the trails and all that kind of stuff. And it was pouring with rain. And you get to actually put your, if you have a 4x4, right, you actually get to put it through its paces.
So yeah. You don't
you get
say.
To race through the mud and the snow.
I would hope you have a 4x4 if you're up there.
It's great. Yeah. So if you're one of those people, because I know there's many Jeeps in town.
Nigel is now known as Monsieur Overlander.
we could market that.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
But if you have a Jeep or a Taco, Tacoma, we call them 4Runners or anything like that, and you've actually never taken it off-road or limited off-road, go see Brett at Overlanders HQ. They do this every month, right, once a month.
Well, don't keep everybody in anticipation. You have a new ride. You have a new whip. You have a new whip.
He's not going to say it.
And it's got four wheels.
It's got four wheels, and it's going to drive, and it did really well. But I was excited, equally excited to see that there's a young company here in town that's taking advantage of Shasta County,
mm-hmm.
right, and just going off-road.
Yeah.
Neat.
So
a long-awaited
yeah.
new vehicle for you.
Yes.
It was a long time in the making.
Long time.
What is it?
It's a big one.
It's a big one.
No, but I was able to get the
Did it, 7 seconds.
The Ram 2500 Power Wagon.
Ooh,
so,
it's yeah. beautiful.
Specifically for off-road.
Yeah. What was your forest, previous,
like,
though?
Beautiful forest green.
She went from what to what?
We went from a go-kart pretty much.
Literally a go-kart.
It was. But one of the reasons for getting it specifically is to go off-roading.
Yeah.
Within the California
Adventure
District.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, you're heading California Adventure District. You need a vehicle that matches the title.
And it is
right?
Actually officially a company vehicle.
So yes.
There you go.
Oh, wow.
It's a beast. It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful.
Maybe next time we should take some pizza with us. Mm-hmm. How's that for a segue?
Calzone. There you go.
We do a calzone.
Yeah.
Calzone lasts a little bit longer.
So right? We have with us Charlou and Kathy from Charlou's, friends of Reading Buzz.
Right. Always.
Yeah. And for those who don't
And we have
know,
Reading Buzz here, too.
We do have Reading Buzz.
We have Jason and Garrett.
Yep. Thank you.
And for those who don't know, because I'm guilty of that, you drive right by what used to be Mary's Pizza Shack.
Yep.
Right there when you get off the freeway, 44 into downtown, right? And there's Charlou's.
Oh.
So
well, and let's face it, Mary's Pizza Shack was a mainstay, right? It's just now it's just got all the same things with an upgrade, right?
Yeah.
So now we need to turn Charlou's into a mainstay.
Yeah,
for sure. That's what we're working on. We've been doing that for about a year. We changed names about a year ago. We separated from the corporation. I rode my grandmother's coattails as long as I could.
So just so people, you know, tell, that's really kind of interesting, the history, right?
Yeah.
I think there's a, for me, even knowing kind of, sort of, and yeah. I've known you for a long time, you guys have come into my store and shopped at Christmas.
All the time,
yeah, and we love it. And my kids have grown up on Pizza Shack, right? And still, I don't think I fully knew the entire story. You kind of have half of it in your head, right, as a person that's been around for a long time.
Yeah. And I have none of it in my head.
Oh, yeah. It was a big transition. Mary's my grandmother. I started that with her in 94. I bought a franchise.
Hmm.
And then I was the only grandchild to do that because, you know, working with families.
Tough.
Emotional.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, that's a good word for it.
Put it lightly.
Yeah.
has a godfather ring to it.
Right. Emotional. Just a little bit.
Yeah, I was going to say, even grandma.
Italian, right?
Yeah. But
you still have all your fingers, so.
Yeah, I do. I got a bruised knuckles. My grandmother always told every grandchild, you know, you got to do this yourself. Go on your own someday. You guys put your name in lights like we did. And over the years, we kept thinking about it. We must have pillow talked this 1,000 times. We switched it over to my nickname I got about 55 years ago, Charlou. That's hardly anybody in Sonoma knows me as Charles.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided to do it. And we felt we needed a pivot. We pivoted probably 3 times right after COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pivot this way, pivot that way.
Well, and, many pivoted right out.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. There was a lot of restaurants that, you know, in California that went bye-bye.
Well, thank God pizza is one of those places, one of those products where you can just, you know, it's quite okay to order and take.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. We had to do that. We had to do curbside. We had to take out delivery. We even fast casualed at this restaurant where you walked up to the counter, but everybody knowing it used to be Mary's didn't like that, and so we went right back. As soon as we could hire, we hired staff back. That was difficult. We're getting a lot better now, a lot better timing right now. But I decided, Kathy and I, mostly Kathy, that we need to change. And so we did. We changed to Charlou's Tap House Pizza Pasta Grill. Same food, same recipes. They let me keep the recipes. They didn't have a choice. And we added to the menu. So we couldn't expand our menu as much as we wanted to out of respect for the family because Mary's Pizza Shack is a Mary's Pizza Shack.
Mm-hmm.
You'll run your specials, but you won't run fish. You won't run steaks. You won't run... You know, a lot of things.
Prime rib,
yeah. So we went through the gamut, found out what worked, changed our menu just a little bit, but you can still get the good old famous.
I was going to say.
Yeah, all the meatballs, famous stuff is still there. Yeah. Meatballs, lasagna.
People are vicious when it comes to menus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We found that out, too.
Yeah. So, I mean, the first time I went to... what is it up on the hill?
McDonald's?
No. Yeah, and they didn't have the damn McRib.
Oh, that was a big one for me.
No, Moonstone, right?
Moonstone.
I know it's like getting. I'll have the fish tacos. Oh, no, we're not doing that. Excuse me?
Yeah. They brought them back, by the way.
Oh, I know. That's the only thing I've ever eaten there, except for something dessert and a salad, maybe. Yeah. But, like, it's like, you take those away, I'm not showing up.
Yeah.
That'd be like us taking the lasagna away.
Yeah.
You just don't do that. But there are things that, you know, people understand. They're starting to learn more and more that If it's not on the menu, it doesn't mean you can't order it. Yeah, we carry everything. I mean,
and that is a great thing about a restaurant like yours that's family run, right? Like people know that kind of, you know, oh yeah, it's not on the menu, but I know this is what I've always ordered, and they're like, oh yeah, we have the materials to do it. They just throw it together for you,
right? Because it's scratch. When you do deal with scratch, you usually have
all the things.
You can get, somebody will have to go hunt it down and put it together, and we are pretty darn quick.
Yeah.
Like PDQ, remember that? That
place? Pretty darn quick, yeah.
Pretty darn quick.
Yeah.
Milkshakes and hamburgers XYZ, and PDQ. All that stuff. Yeah. But we can get stuff together, definitely.
So tell you what, let's take our first 2 minute break. Right. And when we come back, we're going to go back to square one because we have a lot of newbies in town.
Okay.
You listen.
Yeah.
And we've probably lost them, right? So we need to start from scratch of like where you're at and what you're doing.
We do scratch.
Highly
because,
educated.
Because I can tell we need to revisit. We need to go. We need to
back to the beginning.
We need to talk about also.
No, we need to go to this place.
Back in the day, there were some really cute ads that you guys run with
that
the kids.
Was their, oh, yeah. Their nephews.
Yeah, they were funny.
They
you
were
know?
Greatest.
So let's take our first 2 minute break and we'll be right back.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today. And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
And we're back. Good evening, Nigel and James.
Good evening.
Good friends, Reading Buzz.
Yep.
And so if you're driving around town right now and you're hungry, because this is the perfect time, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's raining and you're tired of, you know.
If it's raining, pizza.
Pizza.
Right. So if you're driving around town
pizza,
right
soup.
Now, anywhere.
Who's soup? There you go.
Anywhere in Reading, Shasta County, and you're like, oh, what are we going to eat? And you're arguing with your loved ones on the phone, what's for dinner, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
that nightly occurrence.
So Charlieu's,
mm-hmm.
which for those who don't know, used to be Mary's Pizza Shack right there off of 44, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, and Anderson. Yep.
Why don't you take a step, take a drive to Charlieu's right now and go get a bite to eat because I remember that being great.
Honor the radio.
Yeah.
Honor the radio.
And because it says here you have new deep-fried meatballs on the menu?
Okay. So I got pushed into that. I got to be honest with you.
So if you want some deep-fried meatballs.
Charlieu's.
That sounds amazing to me.
It does. I'm sitting here going, man, I want that.
Yeah, that's a controversial we're getting it together on that one. Right now, I'm having a little difficulty with the logistics of it, but
How's that?
Dough's a little bit thick.
You take some meat, then, roll it up, throw it in the fryer.
Well, I've never had an issue with it.
Okay, well, that's what I was going to say. I don't want to douse anybody, but my wife is the master at it. She's been eating them for years. She does her own, and she deep fries them at the shack. Or I say the shack. Death house, shack. Same thing.
I know.
And
that would be a hard habit.
Yeah, she's fabulous at it. Me? I've been doing pizza since I was a kid, and I cannot wrap my meatball around this. I am telling you. I mean, they're great. They're tasty. Everything's fine, except for I cannot get my dough correct. Kathy, she gets her dough correct.
And that's and so that is a meatball with a breading or an actual?
Yeah, we just use the pizza dough, and we just take a meatball, put it in there, cheese, and...
Oh my god, it's really good right now.
So that's beyond a meat fried meatball.
We need to be asking the key question here. So when are you working?
Yeah. When can I get the good meatballs?
I'm working in Reading.
So
that's what you do.
So
Peeves in the kitchen.
People are driving around Reading right now, and they go to Charlie's Tap House. What should they get? What are some of the key items on the menu right now? You guys.
It's always been, you know, the most popular thing I think in our restaurant is going to be the calzones, the pizza, it's all scratch, and then the lasagna. A lot of stuff from the pasta section is my grandmother's father's recipes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So those are old fashioned. You'll get your fettuccine Alfredo, you'll get your chicken parmesan. Yeah, that's
my kids have always eaten the. I don't know if they just call it mac and cheese.
Yeah, the mac and cheese.
Yeah, which is but you guys actually add. I like there's like ham and or something in there.
Kathy knows more about that one.
Yeah,
we did the tidellini and the fettuccine Alfredo with.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah, my kids love it.
Just a little bit of butter.
I know.
Yeah.
Slab.
Mm-hmm.
So the calzones are outrageous. They're my favorite. We have, you know, of course, pizza, like they said, lasagna, chicken parmesan, chicken fettuccine, the salads, soup and salads.
You guys do.
Those are famous.
The mean salad.
Very, very famous. Mm-hmm. We have a wedge that's everybody's in love with. We have a Cobb.
Hmm.
Cobb salad. We have, what else?
Guess where we're going tonight.
Yeah.
My wife's at Norm's. Guess where I'm going tonight.
Oh, you're going to Norm's.
No.
Oh, okay.
She's going to Norm's. I'm going to Charlieu's.
Yeah, there you go.
I've heard good things about Norm's.
I'm bringing food home for the boys and I.
There you go.
She's out doing her own thing.
So how long have you guys been in Shasta County?
Obviously. 23 years,
yeah.
Yeah.
So you're obviously a well-known part of the local business community. How's the last 3 years been for you business-wise?
Can I say the H-E-double-L on the radio?
Hockey sticks.
Hockey sticks.
Yeah.
It's been tough. We like I said, if we didn't pivot, we would be gone.
Yeah.
And now we pivoted back to full service.
Yeah.
We are full service now.
Are you seeing, okay, so you pivoted because of the pandemic and all that. Everybody was doing everything all over. Life seems, well, it's never going to be normal again, but it seems more normal than it did. Are you seeing economic hardships now? Would you say?
Kathy could speak about that.
Because inflation, cost of
food has gone so much. I mean, as a restaurant, I've seen it everywhere I go. Everything's 30%.
Yeah. If you find an egg, you're lucky. Mm-hmm. But we ended up, our food supplier had food chain issues. And that scared us because one of our food suppliers, we have multiple, one of them, who's the rock solid, did contact us and say, hey, you're not getting this, you're not getting that, you're not getting this. And so for us to not get something, I mean, we had a hard time with that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's calming down a lot now. Chicken wings came down, that went to unbelievable prices.
Yeah, chicken out of control.
Chicken wings. I mean, give me a break.
And they say, oh, it's because the avian flu. And I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know.
All the processing plants burnt down.
Yeah.
Mysteriously
all burnt down.
All at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we grow our own chicken wings.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Just the wings.
Well, I was going to say.
You have a chicken wing tree.
You got a six-wing chicken out there.
They grow well.
Go online, like, for pizza boxes because we weren't getting pizza boxes.
You couldn't get takeout boxes.
Cardboard.
Wow. Yep. We were all panicking. Everybody was looking everywhere.
And, you know, I get to see it at the store because a lot of our stuff is locally, regionally produced, right? And so even our artisan foods, you know, one, I will hear, I'm trying to get those to you, James. I, you know, I've got three or four on the shelf I can get you, but I have my glass, but I can't get my lids. Or I have my lids, but I can't get my glass. I can't get the labels. I can't get the boxes. I'm a chocolate Dana Nett. It's every day she can't get the boxes for the chocolate. And it's like it goes on and on and on.
Yeah, we made it through that. We got our pizza boxes. I was almost going to run a special, bring your pizza box back. I'll give you $3 off.
Bring your own box.
Yeah. Or anything.
Yeah.
Bring your own carry-out device.
There's a tagline on the inside of the box. You just put save the box.
Save the box, yeah. If you don't need, you know, if you don't bring it back, use it for target practice. Draw a big giant circle and a point in the middle, and
there you go. Are you able to source any of your food or ingredients locally?
Mostly our beer,
which is a good thing.
It's a great thing. We got some really great local beers.
Yeah. It's hard. We need a garden, and we need a big garden.
Mm-hmm.
So there are people who have approached and tried to sell us stuff that. It was absolutely perfection grown, but and I hate to say it, the price is a little bit off.
Mm.
Yeah, because we know our prices very well. That's one of my mother's jobs was to keep everything low. So, example, tomatoes, if we paid $25 for 25 pounds and then somebody came up and said these are $35 for that same box, we have to be very careful because we are very price conscious, and not only that, our margins are not anywhere near what people think they are. Mm-hmm. They're not even close. So we keep that tight. But in this next year coming up, Kathy and I have about 2.5 acres. We are looking at doing our own organic garden.
Wow.
And we're going to bring the basil. We can do the basil, the thyme. We can do the can't do the lettuce. Definitely not going to do that. But we can definitely do the tomatoes and so on.
There's a lot of things here that you use that aren't, it's not conducive. The weather's not conducive for that kind of, you know, you can grow it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's a very short sight window and very easily damaged or, you know, that kind of stuff. But
we once made our own, fresh mozzarella because our vendor ran out.
That's a lot of work.
That was.
We did it once.
Yeah. One time.
You could have an almond pizza, right? I mean, that would be locally.
Yeah, definitely. But no, we're always
excited.
But it
is changing. You know, I've got some really great people that have come through the store recently, and I'm learning and discovering there's some great young people that are in the area now doing a lot of farming. And like, for instance, I just met a young farmer. He's amazing. Blow my mind.
Send him my way.
But he is going to try to tackle, or we're discussing it right now, Dave, who does the salt and savor sauerkraut. Right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He's been having really a lot of difficult procuring his cabbage.
Yep.
There's cabbage shortages, right? And so because it's fermented and goes through the process and can be in a jar for a long period of time, he can make his batches, you know, in large quantities because they're you know, refrigerated and shelf stable because they're a fermented product. So what he told me one day was like, I would give anything if a local farmer could do a certified organic cabbage. I would buy the whole lot for a year and make my cabbage, you know, spend X number of days producing cabbage that would supply me with enough for a year. And so I found a farmer that's like, I will do that. I will give you both types of cabbage, a certified organic, and I will make it for you so that you can actually make your product in bulk and have a year supply at the volume you're doing today.
We do have CNA cheesecake.
Mm.
Okay. I haven't met them personally.
Ooh, yum.
But when I eat their cheesecake, I got to do it in the daytime because if I eat it at night, I have these wild dreams. And this
is a psychedelic cheesecake. It's a psychedelic cheesecake.
I don't know what's in it, but
is
man,
it
oh,
THC
man.
THC cheesecake.
THC cheesecake.
I could take 3 bites, and then the kids will devour the rest and be up all night, or the grandkids. But they are incredible.
They are.
And they're here in town?
Yeah.
Local. Yep. Couple guys downtown. They do it, I think, at the
Sizzles.
Yep. Sizzles Kitchen. Sizzles. Yep.
Yep. So if we had more people approach us, I would love to do a lot more local vegetables. tri-tip. We do tri-tip. We get R&R, obviously, and where we can. But we do a lot of R&R, of R&R. So that's local.
So what you're saying is there's an opening there.
If you're listening.
Anything is possible. You just have to be able to fit the niche, the slot.
Yeah.
You know? Good product, locally done, fair prices, so that you know everybody has got a little win-win. And sometimes you know it's hard. Farming is hard, and a lot of it is, you know, when you're doing small farming, it's really mostly about, you know, you can command higher prices, right?
Oh yeah.
But if you're really trying to farm and make money, you need two sides of the coin.
It's a fine balance.
Yeah, you need your high-end stuff, but you also need your stuff that's going to be able to be affordable to everybody and make it up in volume.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Definitely. Let's take our next two-minute break, and we'll be right back. Head over to Charlieu's.
Yeah.
Have a great dinner.
Right.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least three realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today. And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least three realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
Are you hungry yet? If you're hungry,
starving,
you may not want to listen to this segment because we're just talking food. We're all about supporting local business.
You notice, though, when you bring up in a conversation, it doesn't matter. You could be talking war and peace, and then as soon as you say food, literally the whole conversation switches.
Mm-hmm. So if you're listening right now, you're hungry. And,
everybody goes right in.
We're talking with Charlieu of Charlieu's Tap House. Right there at 44 in downtown Reading.
And Anderson.
I just texted my kid. I said, you guys want Charlieu's for dinner? And all of them said, yeah, what are you bringing us?
make them think for that.
Make
them think on their own.
So a long-time business owner here in town. And so Jason from Reading Buzz, good morning, sir.
Good morning to
you. You mentioned something that we should be talking about with this young man.
Oh, yeah, this is like a no-brainer. The pig's in a blanket. That's a bada bing, bada boom. Hey, is that
bada bing, bada boom?
Yeah, that is did I say that right?
You said it right.
What's the matter for you?
What's the matter for you?
I
got to teach him.
God and no respect. What do you think you do? Why do you think it's a mess?
Oh, you. Oh. It is that good.
Calvin's on the phone.
Oh,
Calvin want to know?
Calvin's on the phone? We have a caller. This could Calvin. Go one of
Yeah.
Hey, Calvin.
Yeah, I had a question. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, you know, I I'm a beer drinker, but, you know, and I know that they got so many really good beers out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was over to Charlieu's, and they have this beer wall thing where you can, like, taste a little bit of beer and then find out if you want to buy one. Because, gosh, you go in the store, and, gosh, a can of beer is like what a six-pack used to cost, you know. So I really wanted to just say I appreciate that.
Okay.
I've had it. I tried it up in Reading, and just
so it's a little, pretty little
cool.
touch of
Maybe
heaven.
Maybe they could explain that.
Well, thanks, Calvin.
Thank you, Calvin.
What's your favorite beer down there at the tap house?
I had the hazy.
Oh, that's a favorite.
What, does Woody's make that for you or something?
Yeah, we collaborated.
It's exceptional.
Yeah.
But there's a bunch of great beers on there. But I like the fact that you can, like, taste a little before you have to, like, buy a lot.
Yeah.
And anyway, so whatever you did to bring that to Northern California, it's appreciated.
I appreciate that.
Appreciate the good words, Calvin. Have a good
evening.
So
whose idea was that, the beer wall?
Kathy and I. We went to a place in South Lake Tahoe that we were a little hungover because that was a vacation, mini vacation. And we went to a place and the lady says, are you here for the beer wall? And I says, I'm not climbing nothing. And she says, no.
Why? Because it's at the top?
Yeah.
Well, are you here for the beer wall?
I'm looking around going, what is she talking about? Is this like a climbing wall?
But she explained it's, you know, beer by the ounce, you pay by the ounce.
Mm-hmm.
And we did it. And I had another hangover. I got interested in it, called up three companies, had them quote me on, you know, their mm-hmm. product, and I fell in love with a guy from Georgia. Sounds like a song.
Yeah.
He came from Georgia, and he put it all together.
He came from Georgia.
That is
came
a good song.
Georgia.
Fell in love Georgia. With Matt.
Yeah, he did a wonderful job at presentation, and then he flew his group over, cost me $1 million.
Sure.
But it was a good ticket.
Were you able to pay him in pasta?
Yeah, I did feed him lunch, and he gave me a break. I fed him lunch and dinner.
Yeah.
And his crew. But we ended up doing 18 beer taps in Reading. That was the first round. And then when he came, I had him come back to 12 in Anderson. But his system is incredible.
Huh.
So we love it. Very, very, very few problems, except for every once in a while we'll forget to change a keg over, and then you're going to get splashed at the wall. Yeah. So.
Foam everywhere.
Our people will take care of that. Don't be shy. If you get a whole glass of foam, you're not paying for it. Go up and find somebody. And they will come over with their own card, house card is what we call it, floater, and they'll come over there and straighten you out.
So when just because I haven't used it yet, so when you show up and you do want to do the beer wall, you get some type of a device or a card or something that you tap in it, and then it keeps track of how many ounces you're doing, something like that?
Yep. Give them a credit card. They have to do that. ABC says we want something on file.
Oh, yes.
So
okay,
you give them a credit card, you say, you know, put 20 on it, whatever.
I see.
And you can put 5, 10, whatever you want.
Yeah, ABC's a real bummer.
Yeah, they keep us straight. Let's put it that way. They are like fishing game.
So, however, they did relax a lot during COVID in weird ways, didn't they?
They let us take beers out with a lid and a sticker.
Yeah.
Or hard drinks out with a which
is that still
never,
going?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. No. Nobody asked for it.
Oh,
I got cans.
Yeah.
I can have cans. But then what was I talking about? Oh, you go up to Oh, so you put it the credit card and then they you go get a card. It's just like a room key. And
sure.
You slide it in a slot, activates two beer taps, because I'm a cheap Italian. I didn't want a whole bunch of iPads, so I said, well, this iPad can be split. And so, But anyway, two tap handles open up. You pour an ounce, you know, go quick, boom, boom.
Mm-hmm.
And then you taste it, and you say, okay, I don't like that one.
Mm-hmm.
And you could just dump it out in the tray. That costs you about 35 cents.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do like it, you know,
then you just
go get a bigger glass because we have three size glasses.
Mm-hmm.
And then the dark beers, I do that with all dark beers. I walk up, boom, boom, 1 ounce, taste it. If I like it, I pour a whole glass. If I don't, which is normal, I head over to the pale ale. And but I always got to check the dark beers out.
Sure.
It's just one of those things with me. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big dark beer drinker, but I always have to try them.
Can we get back to the pigs in blanket?
I was going to say, we forgot about the hogs in a roll.
Well, one of your guys' top sellers here is it's cheap, reasonably cheap, right?
You can,
kids love it. I mean, absolutely.
Kids and I love them.
Jason's a big kid.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Jason's like a very, very big kid.
A big, large kid. Yeah, and that sauce, the mustard.
Mm.
This is the secret behind that whole thing. Is you put it.
Don't tell anybody.
I won't say.
Okay, go ahead and tell him.
I'm like, you're going to tell me when we go off air then, because I'm going over there. So.
Yeah. Oh, you're teasing? Oh,
yeah, I'm teasing.
I cross the line here or something?
Poor Jason just fell off his chair.
Yeah, I did. No, so you get the sauce. It's a double sauce, and it's part mustard and then part ranch.
Mm.
Thousand. And you put that pigs in a blanket right in the center of that, kind of turn a little
spin
bit.
It.
Spin a little bit.
Spin the pig.
And the kids love it, too. I mean, big kid. You know.
Big kid.
Yeah. Well, you guys usually do it, too. You guys,
anyone
you guys
over
go
50.
To, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, I just had two. Kathy asked me if I wanted anything. She goes, I'm on my way home, I go, bring me two pigs in a blanket. I wasn't feeling well. I had, had that little thing going around.
Mm-hmm. That helps your tummy.
24 hours. Yeah, well,
pig in a blanket,
like,
settles your tummy.
Yeah. And she go, I go, just bring me a couple of pigs in a blanket. And I got to eat like one, and then felt a little better. But anyway, that's a go, definitely a go-to. Go-to. Uh-huh. It's got mozzarella cheese. It's wrapped in pizza dough.
Yeah.
And then we
made
bake them off.
Scratch.
Yeah. Mm. It's got mozzarella in it.
It's so funny because as we're talking through this whole thing, I keep adding one more thing to the list.
Right. I'm doing the same thing.
Well, I was checking my wallet. Sure I have
enough
cash.
Then we're
going to
get
the
salad, and then we're going to get some pigs in a blanket.
Going down the list here.
Yeah.
But you think about it, it's like pigs in a blanket made from scratch practically, right? Except the hot dogs or whatever.
We don't make the hot dogs, I have to admit.
So the blanket is made from scratch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
oh, yeah, every day. We make the pizza dough every day.
They're back there knitting away little blankets.
Yep. Tastes a little like cotton.
I know you mentioned some of your best sellers, but are there other signature items that are specifically yours or uniquely yours?
I introduced Tri-Tip Sandwich to our place. I think we're doing a Philly.
Enough already.
And then Tri-Tip Sandwich is really, really good. That's got some good flavors, excellent flavors.
Mm.
And then the
So you guys do Philly though?
I'm asking Kathy because I'm
with the cheese
Philly
with the Tri-Tip.
Yep. Ugh. And then
in case you're wondering, we're talking to Charlou of Charlou's Tap House.
I know,
downtown Reading.
Yep.
Make no mistake.
There's only one.
So talk about your pizza dough, too, compared to your large pizza. We're talking about that four pound. It's a really good deal.
My grandmother and my uncle went with these weird numbers. Like a small would be 11 inch. A medium was a 13 versus everybody else's 11.
Mm.
And then a large is 16, which everybody else's large is like a 14.
Mm-hmm.
A 14 inch large is not real. That's like make believe. You don't do that. Large is
that's
a 16
not Italian.
Inch pizza. And then we got a 20 inch, and that's our XL.
Oh, wow.
We actually brought that back. A lot of my family members dissed that one. And then Kathy and I brought that XL back because we had a lot of people. You know, you get a couple guys.
Oh, yeah.
They want an XL.
Mm-hmm.
And so we brought that back. That's a 20-inch. And
I can tell you one of my twins could eat an XL on his own.
Probably.
I'll do the contest with them. They won't eat mine.
So
here's
the key. This is the key dividing line question about pizza.
Yeah.
Pineapple, yes or no?
Uncle Toto didn't want pineapple. We had a food tasting board in Sonoma. It was all the big shots. I call them the big wigs. And they
you
voted.
You had to make this political, didn't you?
It was. Yeah, it was very political. Uncle Toto stormed out of the room. And he's an old full-blooded Italian. He's my mom's brother. And everybody voted the pineapple in. It was Dole. Dole pineapple came to us and said, would you like to add this? And my uncle looked down. I'm like, forget you. And then we brought it to the tasting group, and the tasting group loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we found a excellent Canadian bacon, and that was from Lloyd's. Lloyd's is one of the best. And to mention it, Lloyd's was not our first pick, but Lloyd's ended up being our pepperoni my grandmother developed. And she put the recipe to Hormel, and Hormel said, we'll make this for you if you stick with us. My grandmother loved it. Fior de Pasta, they made our raviolis under my grandmother's name.
Oh,
and
raviolis.
It was my grandmother's recipe. It took a year and a half. Our pesto was Armenino, the best pesto you can get. They wouldn't change the recipe for my grandmother.
Now we just opened Pandora's box. Look at all that's coming out.
Yeah, it's coming out
now. This is a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
The pineapple started it all.
You're to grandma and her little pizza, and here she is running the world food market from, you know, pestos to pepperoni.
She was a pathfinder. She even got Hormel. I think it was Hormel with the sausage. I can't remember who it was. But somebody came to my grandmother and said, we can make that. You know, because my grandmother made her own sausage in the beginning, and then she said, we couldn't keep up with that.
Yeah.
And then she said, well, let's see, here's my recipe. And it took them a while, but they nailed it. Mm. Nice Italian sausage, and it's fresh. We don't use the chopped up.
Now,
I don't
could
know
they
what
have
it
ever
called.
At that point, was it purely they manufactured it only for her, or were they,
yeah, exactly.
were they allowed to,
no,
to you, sell it under their
to
own
this
brand?
To this date, you can't sell it to anybody else.
Wow.
So it's proprietary.
You might make a whole lot more money if you let Hormel sell it for you and you just collect a check.
Yeah. You know what? The guy who made the pepperoni quit Hormel after 34 years, moved to Texas. And
started his own.
He did.
Did he?
Imagine he did.
And guess
he
who,
was like, hello.
So, guess
so
who we use now. Hope I didn't get anybody in trouble.
It's going to be a fun Christmas get together the family this year.
You got it because it's bigger in Texas. You get more.
No, it's made in its natural skin casing, so it's really popular. It's almost like there's a rubber band around each piece.
Mm-hmm.
We've actually had that brought back to our attention when it got a little bit thick. Mm-hmm. And I said, those are not rubber bands. That's a natural skin casing, but let me buy you another one. Hopefully it doesn't have all those thick rubber bands on it. But it's a really good pepperoni. And then there's a couple other things she's famous for. Her meatballs.
Meatballs.
Yeah, that was... You like those, huh?
Oh, man, those are really good,
yeah,
too.
Jason was full when he left that restaurant the other day.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, meatballs are from my...
Getting hungry.
Okay, well, yeah, let's take a little food coma break. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the end.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today. And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
Take a load off, baby. Take a load for free.
And we're back from our food
Take
coma.
Take a load off, Fanny.
Come on now. Bring it home.
Here we go.
And we're back.
Come on now. No.
No, I'm good. For some reason, I'm thinking about pigs and blanket and pizza
and blanket,
calzone,
pasta, yeah, and pineapple, yeah.
And fannies.
Double meatballs.
There you go.
Yeah.
So we're talking with Charlie from Charlie's Tap House, and now we have our regular guests here, regular friends, Reading Buzz, Jason. How you doing?
I'm doing great. We're talking food, so that's right up my alley.
Right? So yeah, somebody just said you eat like a champion.
Pay
right?
Like a champion, yeah.
It's kind of funny because a lot of your videos
always the big skinny
eat.
One.
So I have a true story. This is true. Like, I ate 8 eggs before coming here. I just like cooked them up 8.
8?
And,
well, I ate
usually,
10,
so. Usually I can eat.
That's
I
like $80.
I know. That's
the most expensive. No, no. Seriously, I could eat a whole dozen eggs and a whole pound of bacon.
Oh, my
no
Lord.
Problem.
Yeah,
no,
I'm going to hold you to
Rocky,
that.
Rocky did that also.
I could do double. So.
Rocky.
Rocky, you are not, Jason.
Liam's a runner, so you know what? It just burns it all off.
No, I've been the same weight since, like, sophomore year of high school.
Charlie can change
I've
that.
I've gotten taller.
And that was last year.
Yeah.
That was last year, yeah.
You're obviously not hanging around with Jason and Garrett.
That's right. Garrett's on, you know, he's a food hound, man. A
couple of trips to Crumble and then
do lasagnas. Yeah. We'll pick Crumble. You right up.
Yeah,
and I can eat about three bites of a Crumble
pizza. Any new restaurants, places?
Yeah, there's several new places. Fat Straw on Eureka opened up. It's like the
bubble tea.
Ooh, and that's then a cute name for it, though. If I like that one.
And then Clay Farms, they opened up.
What's that?
Clay Farms. They specialize in mushrooms. Oh. Not the psychedelic ones.
Yeah. You need to send them to me.
Yeah,
I mean, they just grow them, and you can go in there and buy mushrooms, or they just serve mushrooms?
No, they pack them in. They sell them. They're starting to sell them all over, and here locally, too.
That's good
but they
idea.
Just opened up Wednesday. Today was their first day that
I
they want
to talk to
up,
them.
Yeah.
So it's like a
it's called Clay Farm.
You just walk in and buy mushrooms?
Yeah, it's in Happy Valley, but
okay.
they're opening up.
Be careful.
Yeah,
be careful now.
That's where we're from. Don't be careful of the mushrooms. Be careful.
I wonder if that's the same guy that came into our store.
You don't take mushrooms, do you?
For our CSA boxes.
No.
That's funny.
No, but that the Clay Farm, and then there's the farm itself, which is right downtown here, right down the street here, where, you know, we talked a little bit about mm-hmm. that, where farmers, local growers can bring in their produce and stuff. So that's being set up right now mm-hmm. where people
Ooh,
come
good.
Right here, like right down the street here, literally.
I want to do that. Go down and check it out.
So they're going to be selling all kinds of stuff here locally. So that's what's happening. So far.
Anyway. I'm going to have to look them up.
I'm now excited.
The
because
mushroom
when we were talking about when I was
pepperoni and mushroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of pasta dishes.
Great pictures.
You can have a lot of fun with mushrooms and pasta dishes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you right now, I actually thought about that while we were talking about the garden that we're thinking about, you know, what we're going to do for a lot of our herbs. And I was going to mention it, mushrooms. I didn't want to go, you know, everybody thinks different, you know, mm-hmm. two types of mushrooms, but there's hundreds of them, and I'm on the website thing to where you, you know, one of social media where I don't know what you call it, a guest, I don't know. I watch all the people go out and harvest them.
Yeah.
And that's exciting. And they find this stuff, and this one
guy
found like a 10-pound mushroom, and it's a certain type of mushroom.
10-pound mushroom.
Lobster mushroom. I don't know what he called it.
See, I couldn't do that because I'd go out and find a mushroom and
that
think
would kill
it's going to kill me.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
Well, me too.
I'd look at all of them and think they're going to kill me.
Yeah.
And you still eat them.
Like morals. Yeah, like the morals. Yeah. Uh-huh. Whatever.
Is that moral, the ones that they go pick right around the world, right?
Yeah, you got to pick them in the right spot, right elevation.
We have several places, Mount Shasta, Dunsmuir, and stuff that have their
mushroom festival.
McLeod.
McLeod has a huge festival.
Yep. McLeod is big for that.
I was never so wiped out after that.
What, picking mushrooms?
No, I ate some of them when I'm McLeod. I think I got one of the special ones.
Oh,
you got the.
You actually went into the cloud.
You went into the cloud.
I stayed in McLeod that night. Let's just say.
Welcome,
I can't remember.
See, that would be a good menu item on McDonald's, right? Try the McLeod.
Yeah, the McLeod.
Just don't pick
so,
the wrong
so
one.
So when somebody comes in, I want special mushrooms on my pizza.
Well, that's what I was about to say. Right. Is like, could Charlie's have
it's legal. It's legal, right?
Come upstairs. I come upstairs.
You just add a very small personal pizza and call it the Flying Saucer.
There you go.
And then you just put a little magic.
Or Area 51 pizza.
Area 51 pizza. Yeah, you just take a little, just a couple bites of your pizza, eat the whatever, and then you just go up into the lounge where there's just like mood music and light.
What's those lamps, those heat lamps?
Yeah, lava.
Well, so we could have the Lemurian theme going on.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
There you go.
I'm not the best whistler.
I was not picking that one up.
I know.
Yeah. Was that John?
I think that was the X-Files.
I don't know
X-Files.
What that was. That was just the whistle.
X-Files.
Was just
Area 51 yeah. whistle.
I don't know. Reading Buzz, anything else going on?
You know, you said earlier, you did a shout out for Highlanders HQ.
Overlanders.
Overlanders, mm-hmm. yeah, not Highlanders, that's Scottish, right? So anyway, so. I'm going to get there, hang with me, okay? But anyway, so they do, a lot of people don't know what that is, though. Oh, they don't know what that is, except it's. I would like to go explain a little bit more about that. That it's accessories overland. like overland camping gear, stuff like that. And I went there and did a shout out when they first opened, and it was really I was amazed by the stuff that you could put attached to your truck,
right.
mm-hmm. the tents.
No, it's
and
a everything. Thing.
It's a
and
thing.
And dude, I think like, one, and especially after COVID hit, I think people wanted to get outside, right?
Yeah,
and like really go go explore. And so overlanding is.
It's short for escape route.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, so these people buy their trucks and they put the pop-up tent on the back and you know the enclosed enclosed camper shell, but they don't need to be big, right? They don't need to be these big giant campers.
Yeah, I'm thinking about getting a VW Bug and putting that on there.
You need a Tacoma or a Tundra or something, but you can
like a Dodge 2500 or something like that. You know,
so
the Buzzmobile.
People go off the grid with their trucks and they go for 2, 3, 5, 10 days, right? And in the back of the truck, you got your refrigerator, your
it's
food.
Really cool.
And then you
it's like it's
camp
almost like it's like micro camping. So you're not it's not fully RV'd and it's not fully you go into a campsite.
And you're
it's
not
like
towing.
A hybrid between.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
So it's like not glamping, but it's just glam.
Well, the thing for me is
it's flying.
But I think what's interesting is like what Charlotte said is you're not towing something because I mean I don't think I'd be brave enough to tow something through
some
of these
passes. Some people tow. I've actually been...
That's
true.
That's where you have to go down under to Australia. Australians have that.
Down
where
under,
they
yeah.
have those
if
beautiful
you,
trailers that go...
There's a, there's a couple of really there's a couple of really good YouTube channels that have this. One of my favorite ones is a YouTube channel called The Story Till Now.
Hmm.
There's a guy from Canada with his Jeeps, and they literally go overlanding, you know, for... You know, a week at a time, anywhere in the United States and Canada, and
that sounds fun.
It's great. So that's something me personally that I wanted to get into mm-hmm. for the last couple of years, mm-hmm. and I think it's kind of fitting with our region, and between California and Oregon, there's a lot of places, and there's a lot of people doing it, and it's growing.
Heck, I just went down to my father-in-law's place down in Bishop, which is near Mammoth, right? And because of all the storms and stuff, we literally had to trek. Way out of the way to get down there because of all the flooding and snow and stuff. And we drove through incredible hours and hours and hours of Nevada's deserts and stuff. I mean, you want to talk about overlanding. That's some of the most beautiful stuff I saw. I thought you could just like literally anywhere just drive off the road and just drive. I mean, it's forever goes on forever.
Yeah, you can bring a pizza, wood-fired pizza oven. Those little ones they sell now, they're about 2 feet by two feet. Mm. Pop that in the back of the
Looney
truck.
Or Ono's or whatever.
I'll deliver.
I'll deliver.
Hey, Charlou, we're up in
Reno. I'll send you the coordinates. Here's the latitude and latitude.
Reno. Okay. I'm putting you in the GPS right now. Ka-ching.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
The pizza's $14. The delivery charge is $10,000.
Well, you could put it on a drone. That's
what I was.
So
thinking.
Actually, we actually have quite a few people drive through. I mean, overlanding is definitely a tourist activity now too. Yeah. A lot of travelers. So a lot of them travel in groups. You know, so like even this last weekend, it'd be 10, 15 people in their trucks, and it's very family friendly. Also, I mean, you can get into the extreme stuff. Some of these guys.
Well, some of them do.
Yeah,
you know. Some go there. But that's
kind of
the new gypsy overland.
Oh, that's a
new VW
gypsy bus. With a toilet.
Yeah,
there you go.
Gypsy with a toilet.
There you go. I want to thank you for coming on.
Oh, thanks for having us. Yeah, thank you.
You know, the last couple years has been obviously very interesting. Globally, but for our region. For our region, we've had a lot of people move out, but we've had a lot of people move in. Mm-hmm. And if you're keeping an eye on what's happening right now, I think we're going to have a lot more people venture this way.
That's
going to be the place to be. So if you are new in town and you're looking for a place to eat, Charlotte's.
Charlotte's. Happy to serve.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.